Discourse number 9, October 30th, 1932, Saint Germain. Invocation. Thou mighty, all-powerful, active presence, God, we ever grow in deeper praise, thanks, and gratitude to thee for thy life, thy light, and thy intelligent power manifest everywhere in the universe. For thy active presence manifest in the mind, body, home, world, and affairs of everyone. Enable us to understand and feel thy radiant power, always active in our world, affairs, and business, knowing no single activity can go wrong. For thou dost govern all action in thy love and justice, guiding and regulating all. Thou mighty supreme ruler of the universe, whose law is justice, whose power is invincible, protect America in thy great, blazing, loving presence. Reveal to the authorities of the United States of America any wrong activities. I am the mighty channel of justice, claiming all now and for all time, that they serve only the cause of America and the light of God. No human thought shall enter in. No human hand shall be raised against her. For she is sealed within the love of the great ascended host of light forever. Mighty God of the universe, thy love, light, wisdom, intelligence, and justice shall fill every office in the land. All political graft shall be wiped out forever, and thou shalt reign through thy creation, through thy children, in perfect justice to all. I bring you greetings from the great host, ever watching over and ministering through their divine radiation to heal, bless, enlighten, and prosper all who will accept. The Discourse. One of the great needs of individuals, and even of sincere students today, is to feel the necessity of giving time morning and evening to sincere meditation, to the stilling of the outer activity, that the inner presence may come forth unobstructed. Meditation really means feeling the active presence of God. Therefore, when one attempts to enter meditation, he cannot drag all the disturbance that has beset him during the day along with him. Therefore, consciously remove from the feeling and attention every disturbing thing. Enter into your meditation to feel the presence of God, and do not revolve your troubles. When the statement was given, "Know the truth, and the truth shall make you free," it meant the recognition, acceptance, and activity of the mighty I Am Presence. First, know I Am is the first principle and absolute certainty of freedom now. Second, know I Am the active presence governing all manifestation in my life and world perfectly. Then I have entered into the truth, which shall bring all freedom. I must relate a thing that would be most laughable if it were not really serious. You would chastise it and rebel considerably if your little pet dog continued to carry bones from the alley into your living room. You would think he were doing that which is very much out of place. Do you know, beloved student of truth, that when you allow your minds to dwell upon disturbing things or experiences, you are doing a great deal worse than bringing bones into the living room? The unfortunate thing with students and individuals, which seems so difficult for them to understand, is never under any circumstances try to hold the water that has gone over the wheel. In other words, the unpleasant experiences, losses, or any imperfection that has passed over your wheel of experience to the present time should never be held close to you. They have gone over the wheel. Forgive and forget them. To give and forgive is godlike indeed. For illustration, if an individual or group of individuals has gone into a business undertaking, and through lack of understanding it has failed or gone to pieces, it is always because of inharmony in the mental attitude and feelings. If every individual in such an association would take his stand and hold it, that there was only God in action, only the most perfect success would come out of it. Since the individual has free will, if he will not control his own thought and feeling, he will wreck things for himself and others. Such is the great law. Unless every individual corrects his own thought and feeling and keeps it so. Everyone who manifests in the physical form today has made plenty of mistakes, sometime somewhere. So let no one take the attitude, "I am more holy than thou." But each one's first attitude should be to call on the law of forgiveness. And if he be feeling or sending criticism, condemnation, or hate to another of God's children, a brother or sister, he can never have enlightenment or success until he calls on the law of forgiveness. Further than this, he must say to that person to whom he was feeling disturbed in any way, silently, "I send to you the fullness of the divine love of my being to bless and prosper you." This attitude is the only release and freedom from the seeming failures of the outer activity. For individuals to continually revolve in their minds and discussion a business or project that has disintegrated will surely in the end destroy themselves if they do not face about and through calling on the law of forgiveness find complete conscious release from the entire situation. For an individual to hold an attitude of revenge for any seeming wrong, imaginary or otherwise, can only bring upon himself incapacity of mind and body. The old yet wondrous statement brought down to us through the ages, "Unless you are willing to forgive, how can you be forgiven?" is one of the mightiest laws for use in human experience. Oh, that individuals and many students could only see how they hold to themselves the things they do not want, by allowing the mind to revolve upon the discordant things which have passed and cannot be helped through the outer senses. The greatest thing that all mankind are seeking, in reality, is peace and freedom, which is always the doorway to happiness. There is only one possible way to receive this, which is to know God, the I Am Presence, and that this presence is the only acting intelligence in your life and world at all times. Then stand by this and live it. One of the most amazing things that it has been my experience to witness since coming into the ascended state is the distorted idea of freedom, financially and otherwise. There is but one sure, certain rock upon which to build your eternal financial freedom, and that is to know and feel with every fiber of your being, "I am the wealth, the opulence, the substance, already perfected in my world, of every constructive thing that I can possibly conceive of or desire." This is true financial freedom, and will bring it as surely as it is maintained, and it will not get away, I assure you. On the other hand, man may use, knowingly or unknowingly, enough of this God I Am Presence or God energy to accumulate through the outer activity millions of dollars. But wherein is his certainty of keeping it? I assure you, it is impossible for any being in the physical world to keep wealth that is accumulated without his being aware that God is the power producing and sustaining it. You see before you constant illustrations of great wealth taking wings overnight, as it were. Thousands within the past 4 years have met this experience. Even after the seeming loss had occurred, had they been able to take their firm conscious stand, I am the wealth, God in action, now manifest in my life, my world, the way, the door, would have immediately opened for them to have again received abundance. Why do I say again to have received abundance? Because they had built the momentum and had attained great confidence. Therefore, all requirements were at hand, ready for further use. But in most instances, they allowed great discouragement, often hatred and condemnation, to enter in, which shut and locked the door to further progress. Now let me assure you, beloved children of God, there is no outer condition ever existed in this world so bad, so disastrous, but that there is the I Am, the active presence of God, with the eternal strength and courage of the universe, to again rebuild you into freedom and independence, financially and every way. I especially want the students who come under this radiation to understand this, because in this day of falling thrones and governments, individual fortunes and otherwise, they need to know and understand. If their wealth has flown away through ignorance of understanding, then the I Am presence in them, God in action, is the sure rebuilder of their faith, confidence, wealth, or to whatever they wish to direct their conscious attention. Thus they allow this mighty inner energy to flow into their desire, which is the only power that ever accomplished anything. Every individual who has seemingly expressed a loss of wealth to any degree should immediately use the marvelous statement of Jesus, I am the resurrection and the life of my business, my understanding, or whatever thing I wish to focus my attention. I tell you frankly, beloved students and individuals, there is not the slightest hope for you in heaven or earth, so long as you persist in holding within your consciousness thoughts and feelings of criticism, condemnation, or hate of any description. And that includes mild dislike. This leads us to the very vital point that you are concerned only with your own activity and your world. It is not your province to judge another, for you do not know the forces playing upon another, nor the conditions. You know only the angle that you see of it. And I tell you that if an individual should be entirely innocent of any intent to wrong another, the individuals who send criticism, condemnation, or hate to such an one are doing worse than committing physical murder. Why is this so? Because thought and feeling are the only creative power, and while such thoughts and feelings may not touch or harm their objective, they must return and bring with them the conditions sent out by the individual who sent them forth, and always with accumulated energy. So after all, the one who holds vicious thoughts to another is in reality but destroying himself, his business, and his affairs. There is no possible way of averting it, except for the individual to awaken and consciously reverse the currents. Let us go one step further. Throughout all ages, there have been business associations in which there were one or possibly two with a deliberate intent to do wrong. And through this association, a number of individuals absolutely innocent of any wrong intent have been imprisoned. Now I tell you, as an unfailing law that cannot be changed, that the individual or individuals who cause innocent persons to be incarcerated, thus depriving them of their freedom of action as God intended, will bring that exact experience which they have desired for another into their own experience, even unto the third and fourth embodiment following. For myself, I would rather 1,000 times be deliberately shot down than to be the instrument of depriving any of God's children of their liberty. There is no greater crime reigning in human experience today than the prevailing use of circumstantial evidence, For in 99 cases out of 100, it is afterwards found to be entirely wrong. Sometimes the truth is never known to the outer senses. So, beloved students, let no one seeking the light ever set himself up in judgment on another of God's children. Again, suppose someone we love very much seems to be going all awry. What is the first thing the outer would do, as a rule, to begin sitting in judgment and criticism? The most powerful thing that can and should be done for such an individual by everyone who knows anything of the circumstances is to pour out all their love and to silently know I am, God in action, is the only controlling intelligence and activity within this brother or sister. To keep silently speaking to that one's consciousness is the greatest help possible to be given. Many times, to remonstrate verbally with an individual sets up a condition of antagonism, intensifying rather than erasing the activity which the silent work would be absolutely certain to accomplish. No one in the outer consciousness can possibly know what the I am God present in the other individual wishes to do. These are vital truths that, if maintained, would bring very great peace into the lives of individuals. Many lives with their attendant business efforts are ruined because there is lurking within the consciousness of the individual judgment, condemnation, or a feeling of some degree of hatred toward another. The student or individual who wants to leap ahead in the progress of the light should never enter sleep until he has consciously sent love to every individual whom he feels has harmed him at any time. This thought of love will go straight as an arrow into the consciousness of the other individual because it cannot be stopped, there generating its quality and power, which will as surely come back to you as you send it out. There is perhaps no single element responsible for so many diseased conditions of body and mind as the feeling of hate sent out to another individual. There is no telling how this will react upon the mind and body of the sender. In one, it will produce one effect, in another, still a different effect. Let it be here understood that resentment is but another form of hate, only of a milder degree. A very wonderful thought to live in always is I am the perfect creative thought and feeling everywhere present in the minds and hearts of individuals. It is a most marvelous thing. It not only brings rest and peace to yourself, but releases limitless gifts from the presence. Another is, I am the mighty law of divine justice and protection, acting in the minds and hearts of individuals everywhere. You can apply and use this with enormous force and power in every way. Another is, I am divine love, filling the minds and hearts of individuals everywhere. As you think on this, you will understand what was done when this home was made a radiating center of the active presence of God. You will suddenly come into a realization of the gigantic application of this. Everything in the life experience of humanity can be governed by the I Am Presence. The use of the I Am Presence is the highest activity that can be given. When you say, I am, you set God into action. But there is a lot more to it, which you will come to realize when you feel and know the enormity of the use of this expression. Realize the enormous power of the I am to acting things of this kind. I am the God power almighty. There is no other power that can act. When you say and feel this, then you liberate and loose the full activity of God. Another statement, I am the conscious memory of these things. Also, I am the conscious memory, use, and understanding in the use of these things. When you say the presence that I am clothes me in my eternal transcendent garment of light, it actually does take place that moment. The secret place of the Most High is this I Am presence. The sacred things that are revealed to you are not to be cast forth, for they are as pearls. Know always, I am the perfect poise of speech and action at all times. Then the guard is always up, for I am the protecting presence. God's energy is always waiting to be directed. Inherent within the expression of the I Am is the self-sustaining activity. Then you know there is no time. This brings you to the instantaneous action, and your precipitation will soon take place. Always preceding a manifestation, you will feel that absolute stillness. Benediction. We give thanks, O mighty I Am Presence, for having entered into thy secret place. Let thy wisdom govern at all times the dispensation of thy light. Let thy wisdom guard and direct our minds and bodies at all times, that they always act in perfect accord with thee. As thou art called forth into action, O mighty I Am Presence, we know we are always charged at all times with thy mighty energy, and that it accomplishes all perfectly wherever it is sent. Notes. Legal affirmations. For the one not in the midst of the case, take this statement: I am the law. I am the justice. I am the judge. I am the jury. Knowing that I am all-powerful, then I know that only divine justice can be done here.